It's time for the Talk of the Town on KTLO-FM. Brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mount and Ohm Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal Drive, Highway 62 East here in Mount and Ohm. A program highlighting upcoming events and interesting people and organizations in the Twin Lakes area. And now here's your host, Kim Saichi.
It is the second Tuesday of the month, and you should know what that means by now. That means we are talking to Dana Scott. She's the director at the Marion County Library. Dana, how are you doing this morning?
I am doing great. I love it here. The weather has cleared up. Everybody seems to be really happy about the weather. I, of course, like the snow, but that's just me.
I like a touch of winter, but, you know, it's time for spring. Of course, we're going to be complaining here in the next month that it's too hot, but that's Arkansas. Wait 15 minutes and the weather will change.
Maybe. Hopefully we'll get a nice cool storm today.
Now, today is Tuesday, and that generally means it's Crafts Day at the Marion County Library. Yay!
We're very excited. Okay, first I have to say, we had soap making last week. We made soap, and it was so cool. We had so many people show up to make soap, and everybody was so patient while we had to take turns, and we had coloring books set out so people could color while they were waiting for their turn to make soap. And the next day, we were surprised on Facebook because people posted pictures of their creations on our Facebook page. So it was a great event. We were very excited. We are going to do it again. We hope to do it in May. Right around the Mother's Day, and maybe we could make some things for moms or other people in our lives. Today, though, I want to really promote this. I'm going to teach everyone how to loom knit.
Now, I know you've been doing that for a while, right, Dana?
So I'm a big loom knitter because I can't do the other stuff. So
oh, I can't either.
You know, yeah. So, but if you can loom knit, because if I can do it, anyone can do it.
Okay.
So it's we have the looms here. You don't have to bring anything with you. If you want to bring your own yarn, you can. But anything that you make here, you get to take home. And we even have the looms for checkout. So today will be more of like a tutorial on how to make a hat or a scarf. And then you can actually check out the looms and go home with your creation and work on it a little bit more. And I'm always available to help you finish your project.
That sounds wonderful. How much fun can that be? And for us creatively challenged folks, it sounds like this would be something we could actually do.
You can do it. Trust me. So, and I don't know if everyone gets the newsletter, and shame on you if you don't, but we are going to make some mini palette coasters, and I'm not even going to explain what that is. I want everyone to guess when they come in. We are also going to do some paracord creations, and then we're going to design with our Cricut machine, maybe make some cards or some stickers and things like that that you can take home with you.
Marvelous.
We are also doing something different with the teens this month. We're going to try to organize it just a little bit so we know what we're up against each day when they come in, like hordes of teens usually do. So on Mondays we have tabletop games. On Tuesdays, that's today, we have coding and robots. Yes, we have robots here. So they can come in and play with the robots, and we can teach them a little bit about coding. Tomorrow will be crafts, and then Thursday we do the tabletop games again, and then Friday is always the Friday flicks. So we've got a little bit more organization going on, so that way you can decide if you want to come in for that specific event. We also, of course, have our game night coming up on the 16th.
Yeah.
And on the 22nd, we have our author party. Philip Howerton will be here, and we will do a meet and greet at 4:30, and the event will start at 5. Our refreshments, again, donated by Panera Bread in Branson.
Excellent.
And the rest of that party is put on by the Friends of the Library, and we just wouldn't be here without them. So they're just phenomenal. The other big thing I want to mention is our book chat on the 23rd, and I am super excited about this. This is one of my favorite books growing up. We are reading and discussing The Giver.
Yeah, I saw that in the newsletter, and isn't that an award winning book?
It is. It is. And there's a reason. If you have not read it, you should.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I have not read that. I've heard about it, but I have not read it.
Don't go see the movie first. We have the movie here, and you can check the movie out, but please read it first, because it is so special to read it and feel what that author is portraying before you see it on film, because they did take quite a few liberties on the film. Mm-hmm. But it is dystopian, and it was one of the, I will say, early on when that dystopian feel, it was many years ago when we started getting into these dystopian books, way before a Divergent series and all of that. So
okay.
this was very early on, and taking a crack at it was Miss Lois there, and I think she did a fantastic job with it.
Yeah,
so I'm really excited to discuss it.
She did kind of pave the way for those alternate realities, and
yes, kind of like S.E. Hinton did with all the young adult books.
Yes, very good comparison there. And if you don't know who that is, look it up.
Oh my gosh, come in here and check out her book.
Now, you still have the free meals for kids and teens ages 18 and under, and that's Tuesdays through Thursdays?
That is correct. And we start that at 3:15, and that goes until 5:15. So you can get a free meal just by walking in the door if you are under 18 and under. And we do that every week. And during the summertime, we will expand those hours to earlier in the day. But right now, we're still sticking with after school. So you can get a meal right after school.
And you still have story time as well.
Of course. We have story time every Thursday. And that starts at 1:30. And we also have, let me see if I have that in front of me, we have an activity schedule for story time as well. So we do the first Thursday, we're going to do a craft. This is the second Thursday this week, so we're going to play a game.
Oh, fun.
Story time. So, and we've got some really great co-op kids games that we purchased, and we're really excited to play those with the kiddos this week. So check out our newsletter for more information on which activities are happening which week and what's going on. But we'd love to see it, crafts, the teen scene, game night, author party, and definitely the book chat.
Excellent. Dana Scott, you guys are doing a great job out there at the Marion County Library. And I do encourage folks to contact the library and get on their list for their newsletter. They've always got something great going on. They've got the calendar in there and the entire schedule. Dana Scott, thank you so much for everything you do for the community.
Well, I'm just happy to be here. So it's a dream job. So I love being here.
Excellent. And I hope to talk to you again. Of course, we'll talk to you next month, but hope to come out and see you very, very soon.
I would love that. We'll play a game.
All right. Sounds good. That'll wrap it up for Talk of the Town. And you be good to each other out there. Have a great day.
You've been listening to the Talk of the Town, brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor on Cardinal and Highway 62 East in Mountain Home. Learn how she can help you reach your financial goals. Stop by or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC.